Oh, again. Man, I am so excited. Got a good friend, my good friend from Wayne, when I first moved here, 21st years ago.
Wow.
Wayne Neighbors, our Putnam County Court Clerk. Dear friend and a great communitarian and someone who makes a difference every day in our community and your family. So, Wayne, welcome to
the
show.
Thank you, George. Man, it is absolutely my honor to get to be here today. You have been I treasure our friendship.
I love you, buddy. You
have been so awesome in this for this community, and you are so loved. People just love you to the moon and back on several trips.
My job is to listen and listen to you, and that's hard for me because
I hear you, brother.
You and I have fun together. This is home now. I will say that.
Exactly.
We made a decision years ago that we loved Cookeville, Putnam County, the Highlands, the Upper Cumberland. We always loved Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And this was our dream, and I'm living the dream right now. But let's go back and start with you. We're going to do like Billy Graham.
Okay.
We're going to start, and you're going to start at age of birth.
Age of birth. All right.
And let's just bring me on up, talk about your likes and passions and what you care about. I know you're a multi-talented individual.
Thank you.
Let's start at birth. Your family, your family has been in the political realm for generations.
I'm going to stop right there.
Go.
I was born in 1955. I am just turned the ripe young age of 69.
You're a young guy.
Yeah, young brother. The older that gets, the younger it gets.
I promise you. But I've
never known anything but Putnam County and Cookeville. I've lived here all my life.
Okay.
My parents lived here all their life. So I was born in 55 and raised in Putnam County schools and just life. We talked a little bit ago where I first kind of got the jump after, of course, graduating from high school.
Sure.
I met my wife, Jan.
At
church camp over in Fall Creek Falls.
Good things happen in church.
Yes, in 73. And then we got married in 74. So this year in February, we were married 50 years.
Golden anniversary.
Yes. Now, my mother, Juanita Neighbors, she ran for county clerk. And she was the first female to ever win public office in Putnam County. So she took office as county clerk September 1st, 1974. So in just a few more days, George,
you're going to have
my mom will have taken office 50 years ago, and I came to work for my mom. We got married in February. I turned 19 in June. Come to work for my mom in September. Green as grass, brother. You talking about a place that'll grow you up quick. Oh my stars. And we were all jammed and crowded in the courthouse back then.
Yep.
And listen, there was no computers. Honey,
we hand wrote it all, we hand filed it all.
And back then, I have 21 employees now plus myself.
Wow.
And back then, it was just me and mom and four other people. And George, brother, we did it all. And we did it all by hand. Those were the days.
Remember the old printing press?
Oh, my Lord,
yes. You take that, I forgot what they call it, and you run it off and send it out to you. So God has been good to
you. He has. That's where I got my start and got the political life in my blood and never got it out. Now, my mom was there for two terms until 1982, and then she lost in a very close election in 1982, and as politics would have it, when she left, I had two.
And then
I was gone for 20 years and ran.
I did not know
gone
that.
For 20 years and then ran and came back and won in 2002.
I moved in 04.
Yes.
And you were the county.
County clerk at that time. We made friends. Yes, right
first,
off the bat.
First month.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I've been there now 20, come September the 1st, be 22 years. And at the time, when I came in 2002, 22 years ago, we were in the old jail building down on North Washington.
Yeah.
Down there. And now we're at the on Dixie, where it used to be
nice
the old
health.
Oh, my goodness. The county spent close to $1 million on that building and got it
you
set
got the
just
Veterans
for us.
Hall there. And
did have. And now they've got their own building,
that's
you know,
right.
now that they've
that's
moved.
That's where you started.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that started. That's
yes.
The, the last kind of, stage
kind of really birthed that thing and kind of
no
expanded
question.
That.
No
and so, gosh, George, like in your 20 years and my 22 years, growth has just been
amazing,
unbelievable.
Amazing.
I've many folks know me as the piano player and
now
as
I
the
come back. Y'all want to talk about your hobbies?
Player. Yeah,
talk about and then I want to for the audience here. This is really about who, but. Most people would not know all the duties that a county. Would you mind sharing? Maybe we start there, and then let's
right.
talk about you as Liberace and
yeah.
singing. And I remember I was at a
oh,
New
yeah.
Year's Eve.
Oh my goodness!
Party or Christmas Eve party, and you were playing that baby. Grand.
We was tearing it up, yes sir.
Jerry Lee,
yeah.
Talk about the duties of a county.
When I first got elected in 2002, 22 years ago. I actually had probate court and juvenile court back
God.
Then. Now, we've been in the building we're in August 14 years.
Okay.
And so about a year and a half before we went there, hey, I knew we were moving and I said, gosh, you know, all these courts need to be under one roof. So I
make it easy
yes,
for the customer.
Yes, exactly. And record wise
yeah,
and everything. So I transferred probate court and juvenile court and five employees that were in those courts to the circuit court clerk's office up in the Justice Center.
Okay, I got you.
So, but then of course our main thing is where folks come to see us to get car license plates,
licenses, marriage
title, they get their titles.
Yeah. The business of the county
yes,
is right
we,
there, a lot of.
So we will do, I figured up in this particular fiscal year that we just got done, that we've done somewhere in renewals, titles, and everything around 150,000 transactions.
Oh my God.
I've probably.
That one building.
One
alone.
Building.
Yeah.
I've probably printed over 1 million pieces of paper to get there because I order Xerox paper 50, 60, 70 cases at a time,
you're on
brother.
Their preferred
oh,
list,
I'll tell man. You, I'm on speed dial with them boys right there. We do. So that's our main thing that we do, but also issue marriage license. Last year, we issued about 850 marriage license from there. I still can, but when the same-sex marriage thing came down in 2015, I chose to stop
you
at that point.
You made a decision.
I did.
I get that.
Yeah, I chose to stop. So I actually personally haven't married anybody, but brother, now check this out. Up until that time of June of 2015, I had married almost 2,200 couples. There ain't nobody anywhere that'll ever catch my record. I mean, they're just in my dust back there, brother.
Yeah, one-stop shopping. You come in, get your license, get your married, and go.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you have a honeymoon suite, too?
No.
Just put them right on in
there? I didn't, but you know what's so funny? When we got in that building, seriously, there was a little office back there. It got a big old window in it.
Yeah.
And so I would bring people back there to perform the marriage ceremonies.
Yeah.
And I affectionately referred to that room as the Wayside Chapel. It's the Wayside Chapel.
I learned something today. There you go.
Yeah.
The Wayside
Chapel. Wayside Chapel.
Oh, that's great.
So, and then we do business license. There's probably.
Man, you have boomed here in the last
20 years. Oh, dear Lord.
Years.
It is amazing. There's right now, there is somewhere between 4,000 to 5,000 businesses in Putnam County.
Holy cow.
Yes. Now, what is neat about that, George, is that a lot of those we're seeing mom and pop is
small
just cranking
business.
Up. Yes. And
that's been the secret of who we are.
And you know that. You're the champion of that, knowing by being at the chamber that mom and pop has been
what drives our
economy. They've been the foundational rocks, haven't
drives
they, bro?
Our country's economy.
I'm telling
it doesn't
you.
Get the press that the big companies do.
But Wow. It is amazing at those that we issue every day. And we deal with corporations, LLCs. We deal with trusts, people who are doing stuff in trust.
You're on the front line of small business. You see, and big business.
Yeah.
You see a lot of times before that we do.
Yes.
Because they have to go through certain things.
Yes. And then at the first of the year, then all those business license comes due. So we're, as they are making those payments, some to us as minimal activity license, and then some to the state, we're producing all the license for that. So we probably did a 4 or 5 different 5,000. We printed that many licenses and mailed all that out this year. And now business tax is awesome. The collection of business taxes. Yeah. I mean, because business is good, and business taxes is over budget for this year. It's just great,
thank
brother.
Thank God for you and our economy, history of people.
Yes.
We are, our best years are still.
And you've said it so many times. I've heard you say, you know, this, and we all know this is the hub, and people are coming here. Go anywhere to eat. Look at license plates, and they're from everywhere. So they're stopping here. They're spending and money with us, I'm telling you, brother, people are moving here from everywhere,
and you're seeing them.
I'm seeing them.
They're good people.
They are good people. They want to change,
California,
brother.
California, Michigan, we're getting the cream of the crop.
And they tell me, Wayne, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired of we are.
That's
And they found out this is the promised land, brother, and
it
here
is.
They are.
Now that I'm retired from the chamber, we got to tell people. We really don't need to tell the wrong people, and we got to be careful how many.
Yeah,
we got to grow. We got to grow in quality.
So we do.
When we got to come back for the second segment, we probably need to go all afternoon, Wayne. We're not going to get this done in 30 minutes.
I tell you.
But we're going to come back. I want to hear, are you Liberace or are you Jerry Lee Lewis or are you both? George Alford with my buddy Wayne. We'll be right back. Wayne, I'm worn out, buddy. We're just getting started.
I opened up the fire hose,
yeah,
didn't
we did
it, brother.
George Alford with my good friend Wayne Neighbors, Local Matters, and we're going to pick up where we left off in the first segment. And one of the most important questions, you are a multi-talented individual. I've been to some things that you performed at. And the question is, are you Liberace or are you Jerry Lee Lewis or do you do a little bit of both?
I do both.
You're a renowned piano player, musician.
God has been so good to me.
Oh, you are, man. You're a natural.
I've been so blessed, George. I've literally played for hundreds of weddings, thousands of funerals. I was telling you in the first segment, I turned the ripe age of 69 back in June. Yeah. I started playing the piano at church.
Oh, sure.
When I was 9 years old. So this year, I have been a church pianist, not at the same church, but a church pianist for 60 years. Spent a great deal of those years at Trinity Assembly with Pastor Eddie Turner up there. Almost 30 years I played behind him on a big black baby grand piano.
And just think of the people in this community and region that Eddie got started in the ministry.
It's amazing.
And Trinity did.
Amazing, amazing. So I'm at Life Church now playing. And Pastor Eddie's at Life Church
now.
He
is.
So we kind of come in a full circle there. But so I've been a church pianist for 60 years. This year makes 44 years that I have been traveling and playing the organ for Tennessee Walking Horse shows.
See, I did not know that.
I've been to several different states playing. I've done Kentucky Celebration, Ohio Celebration, Indiana Celebration. I've been to the Carolinas, Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, and I've been everywhere, man.
Johnny Cash.
So 44 years this year, I've been all over the country playing the organ for Tennessee Walking Horse shows and just had, good gracious, brother, the time of my life and opportunities to come my way. Played for a wedding, first one in quite a while. But in fact, a lot of pictures that I will even do now, even in pictures that I have from my Facebook, if you really see where my hands are at, it's on the keyboard of a piano.
Wow.
Music has been my life.
I knew that.
Let's go back.
We've been accused of having a faith-based show, and I'm so proud of that because
absolutely
we happen to be doing other things.
But yes.
Through the threads, music, but your faith. You want to share with the audience your heritage, your faith. You already have through your music, but and live church, and Trinity. And
I've told folks, George, the only drug problem that I ever had was that my parents drug me to church every time that the doors were open. My mother's mother, my grandmother, were charter members in the 60s of Washington Avenue Baptist Church. Brother Mark Gaw, who's the pastor over there at that church, somebody asked, how long have you known Mark? I said, me and him and the sheriff and a whole bunch of others, my mom and them changed all of our diapers in the nursery all at the same time, all of our lives. So just that heritage of always being at church, always being around church folks. My parents instilled in me early what it meant to love people, but they instilled to love God.
That's right.
Love God. Make him first in your life.
And served in a community, the region, this community of faith.
Wow.
The ministers here, they're friends. They work together. Yeah. They serve together.
Yeah.
And I knew you were, and another big compliment I can pay to you, you hadn't changed a bit, man. You got the enthusiasm. You love what you do.
I do.
And you love where you do it, and you love who you do it with.
I love helping people. I hope people, and I believe people honestly know that. They've been good to me. The people of this county have been so, so good to me. But I love people. I love helping people. Yeah. And I've had people ask me, Wayne, Are you ever down? I said, no. If I am, you'll never know it.
When I'm asleep.
But no, it's just fun to help people. It's fun to love people.
Isn't it
really is. And I think that's because my parents, thank you, Jesus, that they instilled that in me.
That was your culture.
Yeah, I mean, and we didn't stray from that. You know, George, every day, and I've said this a bajillion times, thank you, Lord, for my raising, because
Amen.
My parents taught me the right thing.
Amen.
You know, my dad always said plain talk is easy understood, and I always tell folks if I didn't understand, about 3 days later when I could finally sit down, I understood. You know, but I appreciate that raising and the schooling that I've received.
Excellent.
The educational system.
Excellent. Education.
Even where I started first grade in 60 or 61, just the people who have, and I've told a teacher or two that's still living, I want to thank you for the seed that you put in my life. I said, look at the harvest. Look at the
harvest.
All
over this county and region and country.
Oh, mercy. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. And I am just one big happy guy because of that. And I'm blessed, George.
You are.
People ask me all the time. They ask me, Wayne, how you doing? Well, you know, I'm gonna answer them. I'm blessed. How are you? I am too. It catches them off guard. But that old, I'm fine. How are you? I always tell them I'm blessed because I am. I'm so blessed.
Well, I tell you, with music and your faith and church and your job, any other hobbies that you have, any hobbies you have time for? I mean, you're doing so much already.
I am.
Anything else you?
I do like to steal away and head off to a Tennessee football game.
And nothing wrong with that. No.
Every once in a while. And then if I can't go up there, I like to get in the sunroom with my Diet Coke and watch them get after it, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, I'm learning a lot. We're going to continue on in this vein, and then we're going to look in the crystal ball in the next segment.
All right.
And talk about where you see you going, the community, our government. And I think the main challenge is most of us face, if we're in a very great community like ours, is making sure we keep the quality. And so far, you share with it. maybe sharing with some of the people you have met, maybe when we come back, okay, that have been that have moved here from all over the country.
Yeah, okay.
And they're good people.
Good.
They've become some of my, quote, new best friends.
Yeah. And I could tell that they just are. I said a minute ago, and I had this little couple from moved here from California, probably in the first of their 70s, and just sharing with me the stuff going on. And they said, Wayne, we just didn't want to, we can't be around that anymore.
Yeah.
We got to leave that. And she said, we are just, this is awesome coming here. You know, we've just found a new freedom of living.
Cost of living, just way of life.
Yeah.
And again, there are some other great places in this country. We happen to be one of the greatest.
And you know what?
Tell me, we've learned is there's good people in Indiana,
there is,
and Michigan.
There really, really is.
We're common.
Exactly.
Bond, so.
Exactly. They're good folks. They just, and when they get here, they're just folding. They're just kind of getting right in with us because they see our genuine. We're genuine. Yes.
George Hoffer, Wayne Neighbors. We're getting started, but we're getting ready to go down the home stretch. Please stand by. About right back. George Hoffer with. Wow, you Wayne Neighbors, our county court clerk, have been my friend since we moved here in 2004.
Absolutely.
And, buddy, in this era we're living in, he's the same guy I met 20 years ago. He is a young, and I mean young,
thank
69
you, bro. It's gotta
years
be,
old.
It's got to be the hair, you know.
You know, I wish we had a TV because nobody – no, you. I know, you're rare. You got a lot of hair, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it as close to Jesus as I can, you know.
Let's pick up a little bit. We've talked about, you know, who are you, birth to your family. We've talked about your experiences. We've talked about the present, what the county, a very important position, county court clerk.
Yes.
Now let's look in the crystal ball.
All right.
Talk about not only you, but Cookeville and Putnam County and Tennessee, looking in the future. And you remember the old thing, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Yeah,
But still, we have to plan.
We do.
And we're in the midst of the fastest, most quality growth cycle, maybe in a almost in the history of our community, not that we've been here that long.
So, exactly.
All right, I'm going to be quiet, which is so hard to do, but I'm going to be quiet. Let's talk about where you're going. Where are you going? Where are we going? What are you seeing every day in your job with growth and quality growth and everything?
I think one of the most amazing things is change, as we all know, is inevitable.
It is.
And it's not only inevitable in what we do currently, but what we do future wise.
That's right. That's right.
And so for me, George, yes, I have been blessed. Oh, my gracious. Beyond blessed to be county clerk for 22 years now.
And you talk about how you grew and technology what you can do today that you could not have done 10 years ago.
Exactly. Honestly, today, what we're doing today, I have 28 PC computers in that building today. 28.
Wow.
And I have two branch offices in Monterey and Baxter that we go to.
Sure.
So, and it is just, when I say we did 150,000 transactions, nobody but the trustee takes in more money than me because they all have to file their financial reports with me. And we took in almost $10 million in my office this last year.
See, you
almost
$10 million. Who would know that?
Or oh,
who would
wow.
Yeah.
So, I am, the tug of my personal want tos, and I feel like the tug of the Lord's headed. You know, one of my most favorite verses in the Bible, we talk about faith, is, and I've got it hanging on my wall, a dear, dear friend gave it to me, Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay.
I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to bless you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. I call that hilariously blessed. So I know God has, as he always did for you, but for me, the plans I have for you, says the Lord, I think the plans I have for you, Wayne, says the Lord, is there is another step in your life.
Yes.
And so I'm going to, and already have begun, to take that step.
Looking at the future.
And as you say, that crystal ball.
It's a God thing.
It is. It really is. And I have planned and I have put together pieces in that puzzle. I've been doing it for almost 2 years. You've heard the old adage, nobody plans to fail. They just fail to plan.
Exactly.
And I've been planning. I've been putting things together in this new venture for me for 2 years.
Okay.
And it is amazing. Utterly amazing how that is coming together. So looking in that crystal ball right there, and you know what? I prayed this thing out. We're talking about faith.
Amen.
And you know, we can't get away from that.
Amen.
I just, the God of peace will give you the peace of God. And that's what keeps our hearts and minds
Amen.
In Him. That's the other piece of the verse I love. So when I prayed that out, George, the peace of God said, I'm going to give you the peace. You got it. You've got the peace. Go with it. And so, you know, everybody's got a knower, and I knew in my knower that it was the thing to do. And I'm headed that way. And as my old buddy, and you knew my buddy, brother Bob Hill, there at Bob's Body Shop.
Oh, I love Bob.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
He, years ago when I was running for office, he come out and he told me, he said, I just going to tell you one thing. I said, all right, tell me. He said, you just keep your plow in the dirt. I said, okay.
How about
keep
that?
Your plow in the dirt.
I got to write that one down.
Keep your plow in the dirt. And I looked at him and I said, Bob, I got it deep, brother.
Yeah.
So that's where, George, that's where I'm at today. I've got my plow
Amen.
In the dirt, and I've got it deep. And I'm digging. We're putting in seed. And, you know, there's the whole thing that the Bible talks about is the whole thing of plowing, seeding. Take a farmer in the spring. You got to dig. You got to get the ground ready,
right.
Put that seed in, water it. But God gives the increase.
So
I'm telling you.
Biblical. As
wow.
you were talking, we talk about another one of mine is the fullness of time.
Yeah.
And the other one is, you mentioned Bob Hill.
Oh.
This community is full of Bob Hills.
Wow.
There's another guy, Bob Ridley.
Yeah. Know
you know
him
Bob,
well.
Oh, awesome. Faith-based psychologist.
Awesome.
Love the guy.
Oh,
In my a little personal testimony, I was nearing retirement and 48 years doing what I – same thing you were doing, but in a different venue, and love what I did. And a friend of mine, Zach Butner, referred me to Bob Ridley. Said he's a faith-based counselor, psychologist, and he helped me so much understand that we have this youth thing in this country. God is preparing us all these years in our for the future.
Yeah.
Your best time is coming.
Exactly, brother.
So,
I believe that with every ounce
and
of my
just
body.
Not me and you, but that's you having faith. It,
exactly.
Having hope.
But I believe you. I believe with all my heart. You are so right. I appreciate the days that I've had. God has been so good. I have tried my best to be a blessing to thousands and thousands of people. But I believe some more of those great days are ahead, so I can still be a blessing and help thousands
servant.
Of people.
It's servant.
You know, on my wall at the office, you go in and right there was a big spot right there, and I put up there had the guys from the sign company come and put this sign up. Thanks for letting us serve you.
Oh yeah.
Thanks
oh,
for.
Oh.
I remember Wayne Neighbors, county clerk.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for letting us. Serve you.
So basic. So basic.
That's
and
all
we,
I am.
We forget about that.
And people have asked me, Wayne, you're elected. Who's your boss? I said, hey, honey, I got 85,000, 86,000 of them. They said,
that's
what?
Right.
I said, yeah, I work for everybody, honey. Yeah.
Man, that's great. Well, we got a little time left. Let's just talk about you in Cookeville, Putnam County, and some of the opportunities you see, but then some of the challenges you see. Infrastructure, growth. You know, we can't build infrastructure as fast. People come here, they have a job, they open companies, but we have to serve them now.
We do.
And that's the dilemma of any community that is growing, especially growing rapidly.
Yes.
So you're seeing that firsthand.
I am. I really am. And based on where I'm at and the, being another intricate part of other pieces of county government and then being an intricate part of seeing the financial end and what it takes. A lot of people don't realize, George, Monday night, they just passed the budget. $260 million.
Unbelievable.
$260 million to run Putnam County. That's schools and all. But wow, brother. That is, I mean, you're talking about.
It wasn't many years ago, that budget.
It wasn't anywhere close. It was a drop in the bucket. Now here we are at 22, fixing ahead to 23 schools.
Yeah.
It got
quality schools.
Quality.
We have a great public
10,000 plus students in our schools.
10,000.
We've got 500 and something wonderful county employees all of our offices. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that I will get to be a part of at a future time is to interact and help take that to other levels.
Oh, another level.
Infrastructure is there. And man, I'm telling you, they're building a whole, like the other day was at a ribbon cutting, and they're doing like 100 and something houses on this one tract of land. Going down the road a few more miles,
hey,
doing 200.
It's mind-boggling.
And I'm thinking, and I got to thinking, are these water lines going to carry the water all these people?
They will, but it's going to take time.
It's going to take time, but we got to be ready for that.
That's right.
We got to be ready to make sure that internet is out there to those folks, because they may have children that need internet to do their homework.
No question.
I mean, you have got to plan. You know this.
Oh, sure.
You're an expert in this.
I'm not an expert, but I've been involved.
You cannot plan for tomorrow or next week. If you're not planning for at least 20 to 25 years from now,
that's right.
You need to just go home.
Plans do get implemented. They may not get implemented in the time frame, but
right.
we've got things that we're doing today. Tennessee Tech, for instance, has buildings. It takes 10, 15 years to get those approved.
It does.
I'm talking way too much.
No,
but
you're
in
fine.
Tennessee, I've learned this years ago, to build a major road in Tennessee, it takes 10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
That you do it piecemeal. So you locate a major new company, they've got 300 employees. It takes maybe 10 years to get that road there like you'd like.
Yeah.
So the future is so bright.
I'm winding down a little bit, you know, where I'm currently at, and cranking up in that next adventure in my life, and headed in that direction. So, have folks stay tuned.
You know, talk about plaques on the wall. And I share that. There was a plaque years ago that said, "The true wealth of any community lies not in its treasure, but in the quality of its leadership."
Oh,
public sector, private sector, and we're so blessed.
Oh man,
to have that kind of leadership here.
We are.
I just thank God for you.
Thank God, brother,
that you are still. Man, you're ready to go, buddy.
I am ready to go. I've got the pedal to the metal, brother. I'm telling you.
We're going to have to put the brakes on this time. We'll come back. George Hofford with my good buddy.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
God bless you too, my dear friend.